You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, we got to get to this Rebel Wilson story today, but I feel like we need something a little bit more light, a little bit more international, because Britain has declared war on the United States. And it all has to do with jams and preserves.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, bring it. We need jams.
We're doing it.
Let's go.
Ain't no problem.
So if you haven't heard, we've talked about this once, but Meghan Markle is launching this new lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard. And she has a bunch of different products that she's releasing, but one of them are like these jams or preserves or these spreads. And, you know, they're luxury. They're a little bit nicer and they're about $18. She ended up sending a bunch to some of her more famous friends like Chrissy Teigen. And they were all so excited for Meghan, and they're showing it on their social media and how they're using their jams and preserves. And Chrissy Teigen shows this video of her toasting some bread, putting some butter on it, and then some of that jam. Well, then shots were fired overseas because Buckingham Palace also conveniently has their own line of jams and preserves. And they decided to post a video of them doing the exact same thing.
Is this the battle of the jams?
This is the battle of the jams. So Buckingham Palace posted a video of these preserves, again, with some toasted bread or some crumpets, as they do overseas.
I know they love scones or
some scones.
There's other ways to pronounce it. But I mean, like, if I would give the edge to the UK because they've been having high tea for I don't know how long. And you have, what is it, coddled cream or whatever, and preserves?
Clotted cream.
Coddled.
Same to me.
And so their jam is actually significantly cheaper than Meghan Markle's. They're selling it for about £4. And they decided to post on Instagram, again, the crumpets, the butter, and the jam or preserve to show you how to use it. And in the caption, it says, this is only used with the finest berries, served in a delicious variety of ways. And it's very clear that it seems like there might be a little bit of tension in the tea world between Meghan Markle and Buckingham Palace.
That is hilarious. I still laugh at what Meghan Markle decided to call her company. It's just...
What was the company again?
It's a mouthful.
American Riviera Orchard.
Okay.
Because that's what Montecito, I guess, is called, is the American Riviera, and this is her orchard.
I don't know who to even, like, support in this whole thing.
how about neither?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a jam in the fight.
Yeah. All right, back to Rebel Wilson. So we talked about this yesterday, where she's releasing this memoir called Rebel Rising, and there's this one page that's been redacted because of some things that she's been claiming about Sacha Baron Cohen. And up until yesterday, I had no idea what was on this redacted page. I was like, girl, give me the Patreon. I will give you my money to know what was going on. But some very sweet listeners decided to tell me that she actually already went on Armchair Expert Dax Shepard's podcast and spilled everything that's on the page, which is clearly why she's getting some legal trouble. So if you haven't heard yet, she was complaining about an experience she had with him on a movie called Grimsby. And she said that when she was in that movie, she was really excited because she really looked up to this guy as a comedian and an actor. But this was at the point where she was her heaviest weight. She was dealing with some things with her dad. And she said that, and of course, this is all alleged because Sacha Baron Cohen is saying that this is all not true, that she said that he kind of got off on making people feel uncomfortable. One of the things that was the most grotesque is that she said that she, where did, I have it written down, one second. It was that he asked her to perform a adult act on him in front of his buddies. She also said that she was pressured into doing a really disgusting sex scene for the movie. She was very apprehensive about it. And she said that when she brought up these concerns about doing it, she said that there was only 5 movie studios in town and they were apparently like, we'll ruin your reputation and all of them. So she decided that the way that she would push back on all of this is by not doing any kind of press for this movie. And she says that she feels like it was karma that the movie didn't do good considering how she was treated during the entire production process.
Even though all this information is being redacted from the book or that page or pages are being redacted, like the information is already out there. Mm-hmm. I feel like the damage is already done.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they must just be dealing with so much legal trouble for what she said on the podcast that they're like, okay, well, we don't want to double down and now put it in print, because when you write things down, I think there's more of like legal liabilities when you actually print something on page versus what you say on a podcast. podcast. So that's what she has said is going down with him. And it'll be very interesting to see if he actually ends up getting any kind of settlement out of this, because it doesn't seem like she's embellishing this for the sake of getting revenge. She says that she just wants to be able to speak her story and show that she's not a victim. So good for her. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
You're on the Burt Show.